Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Sandspence Radio, 22 exciting new flavors and one exciting old flavor, vanilla.
Hello and welcome to episode 5 of Buried Beneath, a D&D's for Nerds adventure. I'm your dungeon master, Adam.
I'm Jackson Bailey, and I'm playing the part of Anton de Saussure.
My name's Michael Shanks, so I'm going to be playing the part of Squim Norton.
And this just in, I'm Joel Zammett, and I'll be playing the part of Shane Knoll.
Previously...
I'm glad someone else does the fucking actions. Yeah. Nobody else ever does the fucking actions in this goddamn room.
I'm just going to say times and see how many... black pills we end up with.
And one final black pill.
So your student has died, clearly.
Having plunged her hands into one of the beetles, Lilith walks over and just smears the blood over.
Gloom starts distributing little sets of goggles to all of you. I expect better reviews, Sam.
Shane and Squim, you both spot wandering in the dunes, a figure moving towards where you guys have come from. They're a race called Yanti.
They're descended from humans whose bloodlines have been mingled with snakes. A lot of blood over
time. A lot of blood going on.
And for just $1 a day, you can help people like Jackson here who have a condition known as slow brain.
I think it's quite possibly shadow sand, and the sun is setting. So
should
that perhaps
get off this sand?
Well, if you like to hold on to your warmth, yeah.
I'd get off the sand.
With no choice but to sleep near the potential shadow sand, how do you want to rest?
Setting a watch?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll take first watch.
First watch?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Who takes second watch?
I can. I'm immune to sleep anyway, so I can just
I nap soundly.
And who would like to take third watch?
You're right. Is Lilip taking a watch?
If you ask her to.
We would. She can take fourth watch.
Gloom can take fifth watch.
All right.
Gloom dies.
Damn.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, because he is not power. He hired you guys for a reason. If he notices the danger and the danger can get to him before he can say anything, he's dead.
Yeah.
Dang. Straight up.
Nah, Gloom doesn't take a watch.
Anyway, roughly in the middle of the night, who would have been at watch around then?
Probably this one.
Yeah. Would you be wearing your armor in the night? Probably not, to be honest.
Is it hot or cold?
It's cold.
Yeah, then yeah.
All right. Put on your armor. Nice. Fine.
Gotta keep warm.
Because I'm like, the reason I'm not wearing armor is because, like, it's hot. Mm. So I'm a sweaty boy. Now it's cold. Put it on because, like, if it's on watch, then I'm, you know, taking guard.
Don't pay too much attention to what I'm doing.
Oh, sure. I don't know what that was, but.
Don't pay too much attention to what I'm doing.
Oh my God.
I just forgot a thing existed. That's all. And now I.
Salivating at the mouth for whatever he's going to kill us with.
I know. I don't even know what it could be. I sort of assume Adam knows the monster manual, like, back to front.
We probably, there's a sandstorm going. We could have just traveled through the night towards our...
Yeah, I know.
That's fine.
I like that I have made you guys travel during the daytime, which is the dumb time to travel.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Fucking damn true.
Yeah, why are we traveling during the nighttime?
Because... I made sure no one here knew to do that.
But I, Jackson,
like,
know to do that.
Sam,
I just never... Fucking hell. Anyway.
Did you know to do that? Because you didn't realize until I said something.
No, I was saying when I was getting a drink, I was like, oh, maybe we should be traveling during the nighttime. And then we sat down. I'm like, oh, sick, I got a drink. And then I just forgot.
It's funnier if I can throw encounters at you during the daytime.
Oh,
so yeah. I made sure the NPCs didn't know, and I just didn't say anything.
No, you got us good. Yeah. I'll cop it.
Take it.
Take what?
On the chin.
Take it on the chin. All right.
Take what? Where?
What?
Shane, you notice around roughly maybe 1 a.m., there's this small gust of breeze that turns into a little tiny little cyclone in the middle of the sand, the patch of cold sand, and out of it springs forth a creature.
No thanks. Just tell it no.
All right, boys.
This creature is a sinister, spectral figure robed in darkness.
Yeah.
It has no visible features or appendages except for the glowing red pinpoints of its eyes.
Everybody, wake up. Ghost, you and me.
You don't wake up when you don't even sleep.
Oh.
And I open my eyes.
It looks like just a spooky Grim Reaper.
Show it us.
Without the scythe or legs or skeleton. It's like Grim Reaper's coat.
Oh, right. It's, yeah.
Sweet. Imagine if, like...
We're finding a coat. It's easy.
Okay, so you know when you blow your nose?
Oh, yeah.
Then you put your tissue in your pocket.
Yeah.
Then you forget about it.
Yeah.
Then you pull it out later and it's all frayed and lumpy and a mess.
Yeah.
That and then but you eat gray. It. It's that but gray.
Oh, it's beautiful. That's all I have to say.
That creature very, appears. Very proud of it. And as you wake up, you're like, ah, Shadow Sand.
Oh, Shadow Sand. I knew it. I was right. Sand. I called it.
There it is.
There you go.
I'm very happy with myself. My HP goes up permanently by 10.
You can do that if you want. We'll see what happens. Maybe this wraith doesn't like you.
No.
Yeah. You know what? This wraith can drain your maximum hit points, so we can even you out.
Oh, oh shit.
No. I don't think so. Okay.
Speaking of which, let me just quickly roll knowledge checks. All right. I'm going to say roughly at the same time, Squim and Lilip, you both yell, don't let it touch you!
Don't let it touch you!
You both know that a wraith, which is what this creature is, a wraith, if it touches you, it can drain your constitution from you, making you
dementor.
Physically weak. Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, they, shit.
They're, like, higher level versions do have pretty much a dementor's kiss.
Uh-oh.
All right. I crack my neck, pick up my shield. She'll be like, all right, boy, you and me.
Always a bet. On piss?
I'll be piss brown.
Yeah, good choice.
I'll be piss blue.
If your piss is brown, see a doctor.
Piss blue, thank you.
Piss blue is fine.
Yeah. It just means you're consuming far too many Smurfs. Yeah,
exactly. All right. Not where I expected it to go, but I'm glad that this was where it went.
Incidentally, if you're wondering what that roll was about, that was to determine who goes first, second, third.
Yeah. Oh, right.
I've written down two elements of mirror image, and then I stopped writing down. I was like, I should know what it does. I know half of what it does. I assume Adam knows the rest.
Squim, you go first.
All right. How far away am I from the wraith?
You're roughly 70 feet.
This is longer than I want to be. I quick draw my crossbow, which has a range of 80 feet, and I let loose a bolt at the creature.
You would know that non-magical attacks have no chance of hurting this creature.
Right. Would I also know if whether or not a kind of spell of darkness would confuse it?
A spell of darkness would confuse it, yeah.
Okay, cool. Because I'm too far to deal any damage, I put up a defensive spell of darkness where I create a magical ball between surrounding us so that the wraith cannot see us. Although, no, I don't. I do it just in front of us so the wraith can't see us. But we can still see, although Shane can see through it anyway.
Yes. I know where he is.
Good ass.
Yeah, nice.
The magical ball of darkness appears in between you. Everyone, Shane is still able to see through it, but you guys are it's obscured your vision, and you have obscured its vision.
So let us know if it does anything, Shane. Like,
give the thumbs up.
You got our eyes in the battlefield.
No worries. No worries, boys.
We got this. Loose lips sink wraiths.
Yeah, they certainly
you can also
do.
Move if you'd like, just if you want to stand next to anyone in particular or anything like that.
I'm gonna hang out with old mate Gloom just because he's weak.
Yeah, he needs protection.
Gloom is
yeah.
struggling to get out of his sleeping bag.
And I'm like, it's okay. And as that happens, a bit of ant blood from my hat falls on his head.
And Gloom faints.
Just wrap him up in the sleeping bag. Hopefully the wraith won't eat him. Just won't know he exists.
Okay, Anton, it's your turn.
I'd like to cast mirror image on myself.
All right. Three Antons appear.
It's 1d4 plus one, Adam. Plus my caster level. How many of me are there with a maximum of 8? Why are you giving me dirties?
5 Antons appear.
Hey!
That's 6 including me.
Nice.
The boys.
Would you like to move?
Yeah, we'll
charge through the darkness.
Yeah. Are we just going to get lost? But look. Now I've given him a 1 in 6 chance of touching me.
That's true. Would you be in the center of these guys?
I think I can move through them. Like, okay. I can swap between them so that he's confused.
Oh, nice.
So if he picks me out, I can be like, whoop, 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 yeah. whoop, which one am I? It's the ball and cup game for a human.
Yeah.
All right. Roll up. Which one am I?
The
when
wraith,
it gets a nickel.
The wraith inherently knows you.
Like, I do not like how happy Adam is.
Oh.
So, you remember when we were talking about the Shadow Sand?
Yes.
I said it was very cold and it could drain the heat out of you?
Oh, no.
You charge onto the Shadow Sand, and as soon as you step onto it, you realize the mistake you have made.
Why was I born dumb?
For just $1 a day.
Dang it. Are they all just going to disappear? They are all just going to disappear.
Anton, you take 8 points of damage.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Putting you on 12 hit points. And your 5 illusionary Antons disappear.
You need more protection than glue.
Fuck. I do, though.
Like, Gloom at least isn't charging into a fight.
Yeah. Like, if I'm anywhere near combat, I will die.
He's so squishy.
It's good. I like it.
God, it's why he I'm gave you, like, distant spells. And you're like, no, no, no.
I got rid of him real quick.
Shane!
All right. Can I, like, move to where Anton is? Kind of grab him and just fling him back?
He's too far in.
You son of a bitch. You dumb son of a bitch.
It's cold. It's cold. It's cold.
All right. I'm going to Knight Challenge Wraith.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
Is that a turn or anything?
No, that's a swift. Yeah, you can do that in the rest of your turn as well.
All right. All right, boy. Let's do this. Bang my shield with my sword. Yeah. And just get in there.
You want to charge the Wraith?
Yeah. I know it's going to hurt me, but I got to get this dickhead protected.
As I see this happening, can I interject?
Yeah, go ahead.
Can I say, I'm pretty sure non-magical attacks don't hurt the Wraith.
Your sword is magical.
Is that okay. Right?
Yeah.
And sword. I say, well, I guess I learned something.
Your magical attacks, if you shoot like a bolt of energy at him, it'll do full damage and like just be fine. His sword has because it's a magical sword, but it's not pure magic, it has a 50-50 chance.
Okay, great. Yeah. So where's the Wraith? Where's Anton? Where am I? If you want to kind of give me a bit of an idea.
It would be Wraith. It's like a line. I don't need to draw a picture. No. It's Wraith.
Yeah.
Maybe 40 feet, Anton. The end of the Shadow Sand, you, and then everyone else.
So how much distance is it between me and Anton?
And Anton is about 15 feet.
Man, he's charging.
I judge four. I went in. Guns blazing, as they say.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to try and get toward Anton.
All right.
Yeah. Cheers. And take some damage.
Cheers, biggies.
You take 1 point of cold damage.
You take one. I take a hot 8.
That's... And from a percentage of full HP, like, that's massive.
That's, man, I'm nearly half
health. His total is 56. His total is 20.
Good. Why did you charge him? I forgot the sand was there.
No, but even if it wasn't there, why would you charge him? Actually, you can't see Anton. He's in the... Oh, no, you can see Anton. Yeah, He's in the darkness. Anton, you can't see.
I'm blind.
I'm like, yeah, I'm here.
So you're blind and cold and alone.
Get behind me and then just run that way.
Eyes are lows, Anton.
Lows? Come on. Don't make me nearly die again.
Once again.
Darkness upon darkness approaches you.
Oh, no.
The
fuck
wraith
off.
Reaches out.
No. Fuck
oh,
off.
Shit.
Ah, please, no. I only want to.
What's your constitution now?
Oh, if it kills you, you become one.
Bullshit. Can I just play as one?
No.
Damn it.
If you become one, they have to fight you as
My
well.
My constitution is 12, so it will take it down to 0.
Oh, jeez.
I guess you're playing some Lilip.
Thanks for playing, Anton. So it goes out of the 12, not the 1. 4 points of constitution. So you're on 8, which gives you a modifier of -1, which means that your maximum hit points go down by 2 times 4 is 8. So your maximum hit points are now 12. Your current hit points are now 12 minus 8 is 4.
Fuck. If I move in the sand, do I get damaged again?
You will take damage one more time before leaving.
You're an idiot.
And then when your body falls over unconscious and lies in the cold, cold sand, every round you will take damage.
And not just cold sand, but cold dark sand.
Oh, man. Both the Shadow Sand and the Wraith will turn you into a Wraith. They both have the power. Fuck, okay. I love this game.
Okay.
Jackson.
Okay.
Double Wraith.
All right.
Pick you up.
Then it's Lilip's turn.
Heal me.
Clamber on my back.
I guess they just hear that
Heal me. I once again become stuck.
Lilith looks you, Squim, in the eyes, rolls her eyes, and then charges in.
I roll back, by the way.
You're like this.
This is my arc. I'm starting to love an elf.
That's truly beautiful.
Hi, Lowe's.
Julia. Lowe's. God damn it.
From somewhere else in the darkness, you hear Lilith yelling, I can't find you. Where are you?
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm like, all right, so you're going to take
not
a left.
Until our next turn.
Then a right, then here you are.
Squim.
Can I see Anton?
You cannot. You know that they're in the darkness. With a listen check or with a roll. Actually, you know what? I'll do that now.
You can dispel your darkness at any
point. Oh, yeah, you can.
Oh, really? And that's not a whole turn?
Yeah, and then you can just do it again if you want because you got those spells infinitely.
Okay, but is it a whole turn if I dispel the darkness?
No, you're good.
All right, cool.
It'll be a turn to do it again.
Well, I'll dispel the darkness.
All right, you can all see again.
And I'm going to throw my... Can I throw my grappling hook at Anton and try and pull him off the sand? Or will that embed in him and just...
do you have armor that I can hook into?
Oh, shit.
Wait, do I?
No, you do not.
Okay, so you are just a shireling hobbit. You're just like in a fiddle-dee-dee little...
Oh, boy,
I forgot you're a hobbit. Yeah. You're tiny.
Yeah, you're punishing a child man.
I mean... Strife red.
Okay, well there goes my grappling hook thing.
That was clever though.
I have.
You could try.
Not many.
Might just hook my clothes.
Yeah, I don't want to be responsible for killing you. That's Adam's job.
And gosh, do I love my job.
Well then I'm just gonna go attack and then I'm just gonna do a classic Eldritch Blast at the Wraith.
Yeah, alright.
Bizap.
You fire a bolt of magic, that bolt of magical energy. It strikes the creature.
That was the other reverse angle of the impact.
Yeah.
8 points of damage.
Hey! 8 points of damage.
It does not die.
Yeah.
But you have hurt the wraith.
Nice. That's my wraith pain sound.
Something like that, maybe. Yeah. Anton.
So,
first things first. It's a fortitude save. If you fail the save, you take the damage. So, you're unconscious. Well... Let's find out. Gosh, are you?
Oh, happy days.
-2.
Why?
And what's death again? -10?
Yeah. -10, yeah.
All right, -10.
But I'll take damage every turn, unless someone
Anton
heals me.
Anton falls unconscious.
Lilip's aware of where I am now, though.
Yeah, Lilip can see you.
I was going to ask, and this is just for my knowledge later on. So prestidigitation.
It's assuming you're still around later on.
That's an assumption.
And with prestidigitation, I can just like make business happen. Could I use prestidigitation to send like the sand all around me so that I fall through the cold sand?
No.
Whoosh! Damn. It doesn't matter now because I'm unconscious anyway.
Shane?
I've got another cure monitor. Probably, you want to pull a sneaky...
Lilla probably has it on her turn.
All right. So like, yeah.
Unless she hates Anton.
I'm going to try and distract the wraith and try and smack with my shield. Shield or sword?
Shield will just go through it, guaranteed. Sword has a 50-50 chance.
All right, dab with my sword.
You move maybe a little around it so that to turn to focus on you, it has to turn away from Anton.
Thank you.
You hit it. Oh, wow, hang on. Sorry, I got a roll.
Hold the phone.
Highs or lows?
Highs.
Hey, you did.
Hey,
good ass.
Macarena.
And?
You deal...
I'm actually going to deal so much damage.
8 damage.
Okay, the same amount of him. That's still good.
My maximum damage I can inflict is 6. That's
whose fault is that?
You can't inflict any damage and you have no health.
Who gave up a max damage 24 spell for fucking...
Hall of Mirrors.
Ventriloquism. So you can throw your fucking voice.
Have you used ventriloquism?
I have not had an opportunity.
You know halflings get a racial bonus to do it non-magically?
I was not aware. Now I am. Oh, I'll come into my own, don't you worry.
Will you? Will you just?
They just gloom.
Are you aware of what this adventure is? You've started yourself out as a funny, happy-go-lucky motherfucker.
Uh-huh.
I'm doing an old-fashioned dungeon crawl, motherfucker.
I'll be right. We got Lilip. Speaking of which.
She's just your IV. Like, she's just following you.
Pretty much. All right. So, Shane, that was your turn. Mm-hmm. It's the creature's turn now. the wraith, and I'm pretty sure it does not care about your armor, and it does not.
Oh, that's rude.
Oh, that sucks.
Oh, wait, constitution. Oh, no.
You need that.
I need that. That's why it's my, well, no, it's one of my highest stats.
Oh, you are a very, very lucky boy. 1 point was all that separated you. It reaches out. And I got this. Its hand goes through your shield, and you're like, yeah. Terror makes you jump back a little bit, and so it misses you when it tries to grab you.
Woo.
And Lilip. Lilip moves over to... Yeah, she's fine. She moves over to you, Anton, and heals you.
Why was I the only one taking damage from this cold sand?
Fortitude saving throw. Oh, actually, no, you're right.
Yeah.
Shane, you should have.
That's right.
Shane, you're fine.
Pulling everyone down with me.
That's right. I'm the cold sand.
No, you're all right.
You're not. Yeah, you can fire from the edge. So you recover 13 points, which puts you at 12 hit points total.
Now to get damaged
again.
Oh, you're
at full hit points.
Oh, full hit points of 12.
Oh, I want to drop you to like one hit
point. Oh, no
thanks.
That's
my goal for today.
Can you heal constitution damage?
Lilip can, but slowly.
Gee whiz. Fuck my life. That's fine.
Then it becomes Squim's turn again.
I am going to try and keep the wraith down with an earthen grasp, which I summon from the sand, and I encourage it to crush the wraith and maybe take some damage.
The earthen grasp has a 50-50 chance. It's not the same as a pure magical bolt because it's made of... It's magically infused, but it's actually still just earth.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got that 50-50 chance.
Okay, sure.
And gosh, if it misses, will it go after an ally?
Is Anton going to die?
Oh,
he's
no.
Moving!
Again. It's fine. It's
sorry, guys. I might have just killed him.
It's fine. It's fine.
It's all right. It's fine.
Highs or lows?
I'm getting a highs.
Lucky boy.
Hey! Oh, thank God.
A fist made out of sand bursts out of the earth. Grabs the wraith and holds it fast.
Good ass.
Fantasy is awesome.
Fantasy is cool. Oh, it's a blast.
Anton, it's your turn.
You
take.
Oh my god. Lilip, just stay on me.
4 points of damage.
Please leave. Just leave the. Please leave.
I'm trying.
Please leave the sand. I would have left last turn. Get it a drag.
What do you do?
Can I leave the sand?
Yeah, you're out.
Oh, thank god. Oh my fucking god.
Do you have like a wand? Or something useful?
I got something I want to use, but I can't. Can I?
What?
Can I use an attack still?
Yeah, you can still attack.
Okay, disrupt undead. It's a ray.
A beam of pure energy strikes.
I'm disrupting you, mate.
Nothing. Like the last time you fired a ray.
Why am I so bad at the ray?
You've done some damage. You're hurting it. It's
when did I hurt it?
Not you.
It's just the slow process.
It's a slow.
You've got the cool kid, Shane.
Want
to keep fighting?
Yeah, I'll keep trying to get distracted. Kind of be like, all right, come on, boys.
Highs or lows?
Highs.
No, I'm sorry, but your sword goes through the head without passing like, through, without dealing any
fucking
damage.
Fucking got. Nah, I didn't bollocks.
It's
all right.
Turn. It's still just struggling to get out.
Nice.
Good on you.
Lilip.
Heal me a bit more.
Actually, she's going to spend a turn outside. She tries to grab the creature.
Lilip, dumb. An idiot.
She what?
Yeah, she holds on to it. You can see that she's magically charged her hands with some sort of spell.
Classic Lilip.
That's a classic Lilip move.
I'm going to marry this girl.
13 points of damage to it.
More useful than our sorcerer.
I'm fine.
After she does that, though, she looks to you, Shane, and she says, I'm out of magic.
I used up all her spells.
Okay, and...
Does she have a magical mace or something that she's weapons?
She's got to leave now.
All right.
There's nothing she can do.
No worries, mate. I got this.
I'm just gonna Eldritch Blast him.
Cool.
Time to
blast
take this
rocket down. Actually, no, what you should do. Oh, you could you could do the darkness because no one's there but thing.
Shame.
Either or, like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I'll just attack. I want to kill this thing.
Yeah, let's get it.
Well,
get
you
it
hit and you...
Mm-hmm.
Deal 8 points of damage.
Hey!
All right.
Which, oh, wait.
Is he done?
Getting yeah, close. You kill it.
Goose.
Hey! Hey! Macarena. The wraith just disappears into air, pretty much.
So,
we probably should have camp.
Hang on,
wave.
Wait, we're not done just yet. Oh, no, wait. Yeah, it's a free action. You dismiss the grasping thing. It doesn't attack. Shame. It's a free action. I assume you do that.
Yeah, right. I'm like, thanks, Han. We're good.
Give it a high five.
Give it a little wave.
A little thumbs up. And a high five.
Don't high five it. It attacks you as well. If it doesn't have an enemy to target, it just targets whoever's next to it.
God.
Bastard.
All right.
Goes back.
Cool.
So new plan. Meeting.
let's maybe camp away from this sand.
Yes, it is very cold.
Yeah.
So
I don't know why we didn't do that in the first place, to be honest. Like,
gosh, I'm so glad you didn't, though.
Like, we idiots.
Lilip, I've taken some terrible permanent damage. Possibly you can fix me right tip.
Tomorrow we can begin.
Begin, you say?
How long do you project it will take?
It depends. The magic that I use is not very powerful, so I could get it done in one go, or it could be over a couple days sort of thing.
Cool. All right, that is fine. Anton.
Back. Yes, is this kind of like a moment of like a peer having a sit down performance review?
All right. So look,
Lilip goes to tend to the Gloom who fainted at the beginning. Right. If you'll recall.
All right. So it's 1 a.m. whatever time is now. All right. So Anton, look at me.
Okay.
All right. What am I wearing?
You're wearing armor.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. What are you wearing?
I'm wearing a cloak.
Yeah. Yeah. So you see. So when there's a potential enemy or something to maybe attack, where do you think you should? What do you think you should do?
Well, I put it to you that my strategy would have worked had I remembered that the sand would damage me.
Yeah,
then I would have not run in.
Yeah, but like you get there, and then what?
Then I use one of my many spells.
Okay,
I attempt to daze the enemy.
You can do that.
Yeah.
You have to be, like, close to him, yeah?
I mean, I suppose not.
I don't mean to question that you're beautiful and that you're magical.
Thank you.
Or that you're a boy.
Yeah, like, that's not a dispute.
However, do you have any offensive attacks?
I can do some things, yeah.
Yeah?
I have rays, but apparently my aim is garbage. Twice.
I got a two.
You're odd.
So I will take your notes on board.
Maybe stay behind me.
Let me give you some advice as toward a performance review. You must provide me with what is known as a compliment sandwich.
All right.
All I received was not that.
All right. Sorry. That's on me. That's my bad. So compliment.
We sing a song of camaraderie.
You are beautiful.
Okay.
Then what we said.
Yes.
And you are very magical.
You tanked that damage pretty well, Lilip.
Thank you. That's all I
needed.
I mean,
that could have been a dedicated fighter taking that damage. And it's good that our dedicated fighter did not take that damage. Yeah.
Thank you for saving me the damage.
You're welcome. Right, mate. And, I gotta sleep with a big smug grin on my face.
Thanks for adding a bit more drama to the fight.
Everyone was set to their wit on the edge of their seat.
I think your rooster has a
Romeo.
Very nice plumage.
He's very lovely looking.
And a beautiful name. Romeo. It's great.
Romeo's lovely. He's a bit sweet. Of a Lothario amongst their hands.
Ah. I get it now. So,
no, I'll take it on board. I'll take it on board.
But if you want to have anything against us or we did.
No, you did. No, wonderful.
You did, of course.
Yeah.
Gloom, though, just passed out like a dickhead.
That man has is he sick?
He hired you guys to fight for him. He's not a fighter.
Like, no, I get that.
But like, goodness.
How does he survive in this world? How is he, I don't know how tieflings age, but. I assume he's older than 10.
Yeah, I've got this image of him as an old man as well. I mean, I've seen him, of course, because we
are
existing side by side.
Alive.
Oh, he's a professor.
I kind of imagine him as sort of looking like Indiana Jones if you took the muscles out.
So I'm kind of picturing him as Marlon Brando in The Island of Dr. Moreau, with all of the fat sucked out of him.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man, that's a look. I also imagine, because tieflings have horns, I imagine he just has nubs. Like, I'm not imagining full proud ram horns, two little, like,
meep, meep. Little Darth Mauls just at the front.
Do you reckon you ever get ones that have little giraffe horns?
No, oh, that'd be
giraffe
cute.
Horns are very odd looking.
They are.
Do they use them, or are they just like, what, just like there?
What are they for?
I don't fucking know.
What's the saying?
What's a giraffe's horns for? Yeah,
because
right?
they attack each other with their necks.
Like a fork for getting leaves?
I think you, by Jove, you've done it.
Maybe.
Who knows? Mm. Giraffes are a mystery.
Hmm.
I tell you what, though, I sure do miss Orpona. Oh. Those princesses at the retreat.
Gonna hit some elven mattress tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Boy,
coil that leaf and take lots of notes about the exposition.
So,
yes.
I have, the next morning, Lilip addresses you. I have good news and I have bad news.
I would like the good news first.
It's the big D. It's ability drain. I cannot heal this.
What?
For the rest of this adventure, you have 12 hit points.
Lilip, I survive. Lilip! This is not a joke.
Just, Jack, take note on how Lilip is acting. Just her character, just for some reason.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's just this tiny Frenchman with no armor.
No armor and terrible spells.
Facing his own mortality whilst we're like, adventure!
Yeah, I thought she could heal it, but she can't. I just looked it up while you guys were talking.
What do I need? You can.
You need a more powerful cleric, she says. I'm sorry. She puts like a hand on your shoulder.
My God.
So, yeah. Stay in the back. Maybe with Gloom. Keep Gloom company.
I might just keep Gloom company.
I find other ways to do this to you.
That's a weird thing to say, Lilip.
That wasn't Lilip, that was Adam. No, that was both.
Uh-oh. Well, severely shaken.
Right, mate.
Well, you're all on 4 hit points.
Well, that's pretty good. Well, it didn't take much for
Give
you to get
Give me an
there.
Eraser, please. Max HP.
It's a hot 12, mate.
Is there anything like spells that can like
boost that?
Raise it? Like an enemy that'll give me more?
There's no enemy that gives you constitution.
Like, is there like a reverse wraith?
Yeah.
Like a cleric, I guess, is what you want.
All right then.
Okay.
Oh, you know what she can do? She can temporarily boost.
That is your job now, Lilip.
That'd be like her spells in a day, just doing that.
Let's,
it's fine. It's fine.
I like, behind, Anton's shoulder, but shaking my head like, don't do that.
Fine. Not the problem.
Sometimes D&D just makes me want to cry with happiness.
Not the problem. I'm fine. Not like I'm permanently damaged.
All right.
What does it look like?
Hollowed. You look like you've become like hollowed out a little.
Wait, what?
He looks thinner. You can see bone and there's less muscle mass on him.
Oh. Are you hungry?
No. His cheeks are gaunt.
You don't look great, mate. Not going to lie. You don't look good.
Why?
Like Cell from Dragon Ball Z came along and did a little bit of a number to you.
This is finally like just punishment.
I mean, you could have been useful.
I could have
been.
Now I will be a burden.
And what a burden.
With that in mind,
we chuff on off.
Just how much of a burden will Anton be? Find out next time on Buried Beneath, a D&D is for Nerds adventure.
If you think this show is worth at least $1, why not donate to our Patreon account? Follow the links on our website, sanspantsradio.com.